Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're knocking up against Mother's Day, and you know what, fellas? It's time to get out and cook for Mama. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and maybe some equipment along the way, and you might get a little more foo-foo than just a big old hunk of red meat this week and seared on the grill. But on the other hand, maybe Mama likes your big old hunk of red meat. So I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, and welcome to the show. Thanks. You know, Mom might like a nice big chunk of red meat, and we're going to address that a little bit, too. I've got some tips for guys on a little different way to do that. And later on the show, we're going to talk about some cool recipes you can do for Mother's Day. And then we're going to do our long-awaited review of the Grilla from Manila, the Grilla from Holland, Michigan. Mark Graham's going to be with us. The review is complete on the Grilla Silverback Smoker.
And that's a pellet grill.
It's a pellet grill,
right?
Yep, that I've had the pleasure of working with for a couple of months now.
You get all the good gigs, man.
And well, it's actually takes work.
Oh, that's why I don't get it, huh?
Yeah, yeah, right. It'll get done this way.
Every listener knows I do no work around here, right?
Yeah. Well, they do now.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mark Graham's going to join us, and we're going to use some of his recipes in the fourth segment as well. And we've got some cool little things that you can make for Mama on the grill that will let her know you just went out of your way to to tell her thanks for raising our children the way you do.
Let's start with dessert first. It's my grilled bananas. Yes, it's bananas, guys. And you can do this. It is super, super simple, but it's impressive when you bring that off the grill. And you're sitting there going, why in the world would I want to grill a banana, right? Well, this is simple. Do not peel them. Take your knife, go end-to-end lengthways so you've got two halves of banana.
So if you had your buck hunting knife out, you could use the gut hook on it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, run it right down through there. But you're cutting that banana lengthways, okay, so you got two halves. Get your grill nice and hot, and I want you to grill it with the banana meat side down for about 2 or 3 minutes to get some grill lines on that banana, right? And then what you're going to do is you're going to flip the thing over and you're going to grill it, and it's still got the peel on it, right? And you're going to grill it for about 4 or 5 minutes with that peel side down. And what that's going to do is when that gets hot enough, you could grab your tongs right on the end and just give a couple little quick tugs, and you can pull that peel right out from under that banana, right? But I want you to do that after you get that on the board. But you need to test it on the grill, because if you don't have it hot enough yet, it won't happen. So you're going to take that off, put it on your cutting board, pop that peel out from under there.
Is that where you, like, pull the tablecloth out?
Yeah,
from
right.
It
it's a Houdini. It's the Houdini. Slippery as a banana peel, Bob, as it might be, right? Yeah. So, and then you're going to plate that, take it and cut the little pieces in half, and then simple, guys, caramel sauce like you'd put on ice cream, okay? Just drizzle it over the top of that.
Little Saunders.
And then maybe a maraschino cherry if you have one. Or I take them and make a, you know, it almost looks like a heart. You got the curve of the banana. You've cut it in half and put it back together side by side with those grill marks up. And you put a little whipped cream in there and a little cherry in the center. You have dessert for Mama. It came off the grill, and it's literally a two-ingredient deal, maybe three if you're using the whipped cream. But you might want to use that for a variety of other things on Mother's Day as well. So start with dessert,
put
guys.
Put it on the roses, you mean.
Yeah, sure. If her name's Rose, right.
Okay, back on track. Well, let's say you want to do a hunk of red meat for Mama. So some people struggle with steak still. And it's understandable because you pay a lot of money for it. Maybe your grill has issues. Maybe you just haven't done a bunch because you're usually a burger and dog guy. Maybe you just failed a couple times and never tried again. Here's something called the reverse sear.
Yep, you're going to like this one.
And what you do is you place that, you get your grill nice and hot. If you have a smoker box, get some smoke on it. If you have a pellet grill, like Mark's going to talk to us about, you can smoke it. That's the best way to do. Smoke it for about, till that internal temperature in that steak is about 110. And then you're going to take that thing and flip it over to the grates, the hot grates, and sear it on each side for 2 or 3 minutes until you get that internal temp where you want it. Now, Mama's not going to want medium rare, more than likely. You know how she likes her steak. It might be medium. It might be well done. She might be a real carnivore and want it rare. I don't know. It's your wife. It's the mother of your children. Make it the way she wants it.
Right.
That's a reverse sear. Works very well.
Right. And that the reverse part of that is you're cooking it with indirect heat and you're just finishing it on the direct heat to give it some grill marks and color. Because at the end of the day, food is two things. It's got to taste good and it's got to look good. Because the first bite comes with your eyes, the second one with your nose, and the third one's with your mouth. So if it doesn't look good.
I don't want to know about the fifth one.
I stopped at three. But if it doesn't look good and it doesn't smell good, it's never going to get to the mouth. Right? Because
they made their mind up.
Yeah, your mind's already made up. So that's why we're saying these grill marks are important, because it takes you from rookie status to, wow, look at this, just like on TV, right?
And, so how'd your week go on grilling? Did you do anything out of the ordinary this week?
I did. Another one of my charity things that I do, I've got a kids therapy place called Roanoke Ranch. And Roanoke Ranch, I gave them a barbecue to auction off, and I'm delivered it on Friday night to the place where the guy that bought it, and you know, he spent a bunch of money on it, and so I had butts on the smoker, and you know, I'm to the point now that if I light the big trailer smoker up, which I did, because it's beans and it's cornbread right. And it's coleslaw and it's a meal
you
that
might
I deliver
well
to
bunch
him.
More.
Yeah. Yep. So I had a dozen butts on there, and I just freeze it, use it. I got lots of people that love it. And, you know, what I did differently is I bought boneless ones, and I opened them up, and I covered them with granulated garlic on the inside before I put my barbecue rub, which is more sugar-based, on the outside. Really different flavor profile. Was kind of pleased with it, actually, because that's a big, dense chunk of meat. And I like to buy them boneless because I can get inside there and season it. It's just not all on the outside.
You get more smoke all over. You get a lot more bark that way.
Right.
I got a kid's gig coming up next week. My town has a high school that's sort of a secondary high school for kids that maybe had gotten in trouble in school or had a few issues, and this is their second chance, and they're having their graduation. And so I'm cooking for those kids on Tuesday and their parents.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm gonna do some real nice chicken for them. I won't spoil the surprise and say what it is, but I'm gonna go all out and really bring them something nice.
You know, now might be the time for the shameless cheap plug for the grilling guys. Barbecue Bob and I, we do graduation parties, and that season is coming
up. Absolutely.
And we're in the greater Grand Rapids, Michigan area, but we'll travel a little ways. But if you have a need for some good barbecue catering, Barbecue Bob and I have been known to throw a party or two every now and then.
I've got one coming up in Traverse City in June.
There you go.
A little fundraiser, political fundraiser for a friend who's running for Congress. Jack O'Malley.
Sure.
Maybe you've heard of him.
I have. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, if you do have a need for catering and graduations, the grilling guys might be what
we're
able
your
to do
guys.
That. That's right. Coming up next, one of those things you might want to order. We're going to do a little chicken cordon bleu. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Satisfaction's been our aim since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Mother's Day edition. We're going to dive into something a little bit different than we normally do because, you know, we're carnivores. We put a lot of meat on the grill, and it's what a grill's for in my mind. But we're also going to take you down a little path today with some alternate recipes. And Barbecue Bob, what you got over there?
Hey, welcome back, and thanks for joining us. Don't forget to go to our website. It's thegrillinguys.com, thegrillinguys. And that thing is a great resource. All the recipes today will be posted, and you can download the recipe. You can take a look at it. You can search up in the top right corner for any other kind of food you might want to do. We've probably done it, and there's probably a recipe there. And we don't post those recipes unless they're tried and true.
That's true.
So there's no pilfered recipes.
Right.
There.
From time to time, Bob will talk about things as if he's cooked them, but he really hasn't. And those don't make it onto the website.
Yeah, that's so funny. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, if you know, that's
we'll
me,
just,
not Bob.
We'll
and
just
I just
leave that
I just
alone.
Had to I had to hit that. It was right there, coming down the middle.
Yeah, yeah, great. I quit. I'm not doing this show anymore. Okay, here's something I did. I think I posted the pictures on Facebook. Did it about a week ago. Some friends came over, and I don't know if you've ever had cordon bleu. I think everybody's had chicken cordon bleu. Normally, it's bread-coated. Mm-hmm. I don't like breading on anything.
Right.
I just want the good meat seared right. And so I took some big fat chicken breasts and I butterflied them and I seasoned them and put some Swiss cheese on each half and then some beautiful Kentucky shaved ham in the middle. And I folded them over. I couldn't find my trussing string. I know I have butcher's twine somewhere.
No, it's kite season. You can use
it.
Some of your kites.
I could.
String.
I almost did.
Yeah.
But then I realized it was probably synthetic.
Right.
And it wouldn't be good.
What are those? It just tastes like nylon.
Kind of petroleum taste to it. So I used toothpicks, and they worked just fine.
Sure.
They really did. They didn't burn up too bad. I didn't find any in any bites. That was good, which is a danger of toothpicks. But so here's the deal. The Swiss cheese wants to melt. So when you do this, use a slice on each half because you're going to lose a fair amount of it. And I really want that Swiss to come through. You could use a howdah in there, too, for half of it, or maybe a Munster or something a little funky like that. But Swiss is, or baby Swiss, either one are nice. They go well with ham. It's typical Cordon Bleu.
So there's a couple things that I heard right there is that that cheese is going to melt on the inside, and you put it on either side. You butterflied that breast, opened it up, and you put cheese, and then the ham between.
Yep.
Okay. The cheese, for those of you that don't have a digital thermometer, which would be something great to get mom for Mother's Day, and you could use it too, but that cheese is your indicator. Because when the inside of that chicken gets hot enough to melt that cheese, your chicken's probably done.
You're absolutely right.
Okay? And if it doesn't melt, you're probably getting not enough heat on it yet, and it might still be a little bit raw.
I ran my probe into the middle, and I was probably sampling the ham and cheese with my temp, but that was at a safe 167 or something like that. I pulled them.
Right.
But here's the deal. The rest of this thing, you've got a glaze, so as soon as you get a sear on each side, most people will tell you just to flip it once. I'm not a believer in flipping once. I wanted to get some sear marks, and when I flipped it the first time, I started with my glaze, and I put this wonderful glaze. It's some Dijon mustard, honey, standard olive oil, only I used garlic olive oil because it's just a habit, and then some oregano, a little sea salt, and I even, inside that chicken breast, I put some sea salt and lemon pepper.
When you put the cheese and ham in it. Yeah.
At the front end, sure. It really helped the insides. But this glaze is really beautiful. Dijon and honey is too easy.
Right.
And you put a little oregano and some salt and garlic and oil in there. It just makes a beautiful basting material. And I made a bunch extra, so I only took half out to the grill with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saved some for a dipping sauce because you need it. It's a skinless, boneless chicken breast.
Right.
It'll get a little dry. So I put it all in a platter, and then I drizzled a bunch over the whole platter.
Yep.
You can go to thegrillingguys.com. Matter of fact, I think the pictures are going up on the site here as soon as the show's off the air. That posting will be there. You'll see what it looks like. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to make for mama. And guess what? It doesn't break the bank.
Right. Chicken, you know, you're $1.99 to $2.99 a pound, depending on what you get. Now, guys, you don't want to go to the budget chicken breasts on this, because in that particular recipe, you need the big, thick one, because you're going to butterfly that. And what that means is you're going end to end, not across the grain, but through the middle of the, and don't cut it all the way, right? You're going to open it up.
You got to leave a hinge on that.
There's a hinge on it, right? And but you want a thicker chicken breast. If you get the frozen ones out of the meat case that come, you know, a 5-pound bag of them for $9.99, those aren't going
to
work well.
Well, sometimes these happen to be the end cap at the supermarket. They were on sale,
but
they were
them.
Big.
Right.
They were
you
nice and
them.
Big.
Yeah.
So you can find deals on them sometimes, but I know what you're talking about. You don't want those scrawny little things that are look like they've been driven
like
over.
Like a deck of cards thick? You need one that's like an inch and a half thick.
So I left a step out of this. When I butterflied them, I took a jacquard to them. Now, if you don't have a jacquard, it looks like a torture chamber thing. It's got a bunch of needles that go down. You can use a meat hammer if you have a meat tenderizer, but you got to pound those breasts out and get them nice and big and flat, and then you've got enough room for a big slice of Swiss on each side and a nice stack. I used a Kentucky smoked ham that's just fantastic. It's kind of leaner.
Right.
And it's just got really good flavor. And I'm telling you, serving these things hot was a joy.
Right.
Because people are cutting into them. The juice is flowing out. And
what did we talk about?
My goodness.
First with your eyes, then with your nose, then with the taste buds, right? So what he just described is they looked beautiful. I cut them. The juice came out. That created smell. And then I took my first bite. It's important. It makes a difference, especially when you're trying to impress somebody. If you're just trying to feed a bunch of people, different story. But on Mother's Day, you know, go out of your way a little bit. Make her feel special.
Yep.
Right?
So make her feel special with a quick little dessert here. It's called banana butter pecan kebabs. And I absolutely have not made this. I ripped it off, and it came from Grill It website. And it is awesome. You get a loaf of this frozen pound cake. There's a brand out there that like the only one made. I can't think of who it is. Mary something. You get the pound cake. My wife loves it. And a couple large bananas, a little on the riper side, but not too ripe. You cut them into 1-inch slices, and you put them on skewers along with the 1-inch cubes of this pound cake.
Ooh.
And I got the recipe posted. That'll also go up right as soon as the show's done. But you need 4 skewers, the pound cake, and then you mix the butter, brown sugar, vanilla, and cinnamon's an option. You brush that over the kebabs with the pound cake
and the banana.
And you just grill and the bananas, and you grill them, and then you serve it with some ice cream and a little butterscotch topping. Back to your butterscotch topping, and then you sprinkle pecans on there, and it's going to be a beautiful presentation. It's going to look really cool. You're going to blow her away with a beautiful little dessert kebab and a scoop of some great Hudsonville ice cream.
Yeah, and it'd be awesome. Woo, man, that sounds good. Coming up next, it's the Thriller in the Grilla. We're going to be talking with Mark Graham. He's here in the studio with us. We're going to review the Silverback Pellet Grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend. If you're just tuning in, you've missed a couple nice little dessert recipes, and Barbecue Bob took us down the Cordon Bleu Road. But right now, we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about equipment. What you thinking, Bob?
Yeah, so I want to introduce a guy that I met probably 10 years ago when I was repping for grills and pellet grills and actually a couple of wood furnace lines and pellet furnaces, corn furnaces, all that stuff. And his name's Mark Graham, and he had a furnace that was a pellet furnace made in Holland, Michigan. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys. This is great being here.
Yeah, what was the name of your pellet furnace?
It's the Fahrenheit.
There you go, Fahrenheit. Yeah. That was a sweet machine. Great technology. It was made right in Michigan, and I thought, how cool is that? And you guys made thousands of those things, and you were a big part of the industry for a while, and then one day you got a bright idea.
Yeah, I was doing those things, and, you know, obviously meeting you back then, we're traveling around seeing all these things and going to the home shows. Like, I think you went to plenty of those as well, and I seen these pellet grills. I'm like, man, those things are awesome, kind of cool. Technology is very similar. So I got with the owner, my best friend, and I said, hey, we should make pellet grills. He's like, what in the world is that? Well, we're a metal fab company, so we stabbed up a couple of grills, a lot of bad ones, you know, in the trial and error days. So we filled up a few hoppers full of steel. But anyway, came out with a Gorilla, which is our first model, and started introducing it. And, man, it's been a ride from there. It's been fantastic.
So it's very different than other grills, and this Silverback is more a little more traditional. But the first one you started out with was a different swing. Absolutely. on the pellet grill. Describe that one, because it's still a current model, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that, honestly, it's my favorite because it's different.
Right.
It may not have been the smartest move because, you know, people didn't understand it, but we wanted to come to the market with something different. It's got a different shape to it. It's got a revolving lid, so you don't have the traditional lid. It's got a flame viewing window so you can see the fire, which has no purpose other than being cool. We wanted to come to the market to be different, not just another pellet grill.
I think that's a cool machine. What's that one called?
That's the Gorilla.
That's the original.
That's the original.
I think
it's
that's
now called
cool.
The OG. The owners are calling it. Yeah. The original Gorilla.
Not the old Gorilla.
No. It's the OG, man.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. It's round and tall and got sort of a, I don't know, Pentagon shape to it or something like that.
It's George Jetson, man. It comes up to a cone, and then it gets a bigger cone, and in the middle it's got a little waistline.
I've had people call it R2-D2, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a different shape to it. You either got to like it or not like it.
It works really well.
It's phenomenal. That's what most of our competition guys use, quite frankly. The round shape is very conducive to airflow,
right.
And that's what's key in these things.
So it's an even cooker.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Yeah.
And what's that one called? Just the OG, right?
The OG,
right.
Well, actually, it's the Gorilla, but our owners group, they've started calling it the OG. And I actually had a customer calling like, I'd like to order the OG. Yeah. And I was like, what is the OG? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, you mean Odin. Yeah. So what's your website?
Our website is GorillaGrills.com.
So Gorilla is G-R-I-L-L-A, Gorilla Grills. And you got an awesome logo. It's a great big silverback gorilla on his all fours. And it was pretty clever, and I'm not surprised because I know you had an integral part in the development of that pellet furnace.
Yeah.
You have an engineering background. You have a phenomenal factory there. You build all sorts of other things. What do you build?
Yeah, we do automotive for some big three automotive.
Very high-tech folks.
So the pellet furnace was a huge challenge. You know how that industry was.
Yes.
It's a challenge. Our pellet furnace not only ran pellets, it ran corn, cherry pits, wheat. So this thing is crazy.
Did a lot of revolutionary stuff.
Oh, man.
And then you came out with your revolutionary pellet grill. It was different than everybody else's. Yeah. And then you decided to jump into the barrel smoker.
Yep. And that's when things really took over because I think with the different shape of the Gorilla, although it was cool, a lot of people didn't get it.
Yeah.
And since we're an e-commerce store, you didn't have that touching feely.
Right.
So they didn't get it. They didn't realize how big it was. So anyway, we got into the Silverback, and man, things have just, that's when it exploded because people understood the barrel with the smokestack.
Okay, so now let's talk about the review, and that will be posted online today, Saturday morning. I think it's going up around 9:15, and you can read all
Depends
about
it. Depends how Chaz's Friday
night
went.
I loaded this one myself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's going to go automatically. And it's pretty in-depth. I wouldn't say I'm a professional review writer, but I tried to give everybody the pros and cons. Let's do the pros first. The thing is built. I mean, it's solid and stable. The stainless lid, fantastic. It's a great look. That's why they call it the Silverback, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
And so that's quite a bit unlike a lot of other people.
So we're looking at a traditional, what you would see, and I'm not posting another brand, but everybody knows Traeger. Right,
yep, absolutely.
A pellet grill, round cooking surface,
barrel smoker
with a feeder off the one side,
exactly,
and a digital feed with thermometer. Right, that family of grills,
absolutely.
Right, okay.
A takeoff from the traditional 50-gallon drum smoker that everybody built down south way back
offsets.
When.
Tasted like fuel
smokers.
Oil the first 10 cooks,
just the first couple.
Yeah,
hey, they still win competitions with those.
Right,
things.
That's right.
So. So the lid was nice. For starters, the thing was packaged incredibly well. The packaging is, I mean, the whole thing, it's a pretty heavy piece of equipment. So that box was heavy. And opening it up, I mean, everything is in there like to military precision. So I doubt that you get a lot of damage in transit,
nope.
Which has to be a big concern because you're shipping them all over the world. So you want to make sure that thing ships well. I'm sure it does. It was protected well with foam. The parts were wrapped. But the nicest part was It only took me one beer to put it together. It was that easy.
And Bob's a pretty fast drinker.
Well, I took my time. I was too busy wrenching on this thing to even. I ignored my bone crusher. I brought a nice Schmoe's bone crusher stout out. And the poor guy had to sit there most of the while I was doing the work.
Probably the grill got put together better, though.
Probably. one thing I would say, one of the cons I picked up is when you put that together, you, especially when you're handling that stainless lid, you want to wear gloves because there are little metal shavings on the stainless. So that was something that there was hardly anything I could say that was a negative on the grill at all. That was one thing is I would caution people to simply wear a light pair of gloves so those little burrs, and you're putting together a metal machine anyway.
Right.
It's just a good idea if you've got baby hands like me. I don't work with my hands for a living. So, you know, if you're framing houses all day, you'd never feel it. But if you have a typical job of most folks these days, we don't have the calluses.
So what you're saying is if you'd have sat on those shavings, you'd have never felt it.
I resemble that remark.
I understand.
Off the top rope.
So the other thing I would say is because it is so heavily built, it's a little top heavy. So put three or four bags of pellets, and you make excellent pellets. Put three or four bags of pellets down in the base because if you're like me, you're going to roll it into your garage. I don't want to leave that outside. I don't want to even think about leaving it outside because, A, it's expensive. B, it's got electronic parts in it. And C, my neighbor will steal it.
Right. And you and I'm sure you can get a cover, right, Mark?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So let's talk about the investment that you need to make in one of these and how somebody could do it.
Absolutely. We got a showroom right in Holland. We just updated it probably about 4 or 5 months ago. It's awesome. You can actually drive right in. We load you right in our showroom. We have people come every day of the week. The word of mouth is spreading. We got a lot of local businesses. The guys stop by at noon, pick one up. Next thing you know, their co-partners, co-workers stop in, pick them up.
Backyard envy.
Right.
We're right off I-96. Quick drive right into Holland. It's 558 East 64th Street out by Tulip City Airport. Come by and check us out, man. We got a nice lineup out there.
So do me a favor. Stick around for another segment because we haven't begun to scratch the surface of what we need to on this thing.
Yeah, no problem.
There's a whole bunch of good things I didn't get to talk about. All right. I got hung up on burrs.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more with Mark about these grills, and we might grill a lobster tail. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orange Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan,
Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're talking with Mark Graham from Grilla Grills, and he's got a new product on the market called the Silverback. It's not that new, but Barbecue Bob has received one of these things and put it through its paces. He took it from a delivery that came from the courier, and he built the thing and he's used the thing, and we were just going through that, and we didn't quite get finished, so we're going to pick it up where we left off.
This segment is brought to you by Tallgrass Brewing Company, and Buffalo Sweat is the one we're drinking right now. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I like it.
We had these boys on our show when we first started, and we were at the first Winter Beer Fest, and we had them, we interviewed them, and I knew right then they were going to do well because
oatmeal cream
beers
stout
they had were just phenomenal. So back to the review, I gave you the couple little negatives. The positives... The cover is incredible. It fits like a glove. I mean, it goes over and protects the thing perfectly. The wheels are nice. They've got brakes. The cabinet's really stout. The thing has really concise instructions on how to put it together. It was very easy. Two tools I think I needed. It only took me an hour because I was really taking my time, and I probably had a couple phone calls or something in between. But honestly, it went together very nicely. Then when it comes down to the cook, the thing holds a temperature very, very well. It's got a stainless rack inside, two of them, which I really like stainless because you won't find the paint peeling over the next couple of years. The controls were nice. I never did use the meat probe in it. And we've got in studio again with us right now Mark Graham, who's is somewhat of an old friend of mine now. It's been quite a while since we've known each other, and from the pellet industry.
Yeah.
And he's the main brain behind the Grilla and the new Silverback. And do you have another model out now, too?
No, we just have the Grilla, which is the they call the OG.
The
That's the original. Then we got the Silverback, and we do have a charcoal, which is called the Kong, which is
like
the green egg.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Sure.
The Silverback by far is our largest seller.
I would think so. Now, I did not use the meat probe in that.
You know, I don't either, honestly.
I just don't.
I just use the instant read probes.
Right.
You just can't go wrong. Meat has too many different thicknesses.
I think if I did a butt on
there
it,
you go.
I might.
That's it. That's the only time I use it.
But, you know, most of the stuff I did was 1 to 3 hour cooks.
Yeah, just probe.
I guess I did some ribs that turned out really well.
You don't probe those anyway.
No, you don't.
So let's talk about that. The Silverback, the hopper. Right. One of the complaints that we hear about pellet grills is the capacity of the pellets in there. If we're cooking butts, you got a 10 or 12 hour cook generally if we're cooking them slow, and you might run out of pellets.
Well, so before I even give him a chance, I'll tell you what I found on the thing. Honest review, this thing is stingy with pellets.
Good.
It used less pellets than any pellet grill I've ever used. And I think part of it is because of that insulated belly in the thing. But it wasn't that cold out, so I wasn't going to lose heat even without it. But tell us how you built the belly of that beast.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We see this a lot. We have guys cooking these things up. And negative 32, a guy posted on our owner's group. But you're absolutely right. We have a thermal jacket on the bottom half, and that makes about an inch layer or an inch gap in the bottom of the barrel. And I actually did a video, a YouTube video, and I used an IR gun and shot the outside of the grill. And there was a 100-degree difference on the surface temperature.
Right. I saw
that
video.
That's heat getting stripped off. That's also protecting your paint. So we have had phenomenal luck with paint holding up. This sips fuel, like you
said.
And
that makes sense
to Jop. And it's a 20-pound hopper, by the way.
That makes total sense to Jop because his smoker is my old smoker. And I rebuilt that thing
I'm
inside.
Nothing but a hand-me-down guy. So I'm hoping you'll come out with a new one so that he can review that and I'll get this one.
No.
That's where this goes,
you
right?
You love that trailer smoker,
I do.
Right? I rebuilt that firebox. I did the same thing. I put an insulation inside there, and now your paint stays on the firebox.
Yes, it does.
That's a great thing.
The inner layer is also aluminized steel, so it doesn't rust. So now you got that extra. You got that extra layer of the heat not getting down there. You don't have to worry about the rust. This thing's been holding up fantastic.
So you said you have an owner's group. How many people are in that?
Right now, a week and a half ago, I did a giveaway. We gave away a grill because we hit 9,000 people. Already, we're at 9,200 plus. So we're growing 100 to 200 a week in this group.
Good for you.
And it's My Gorilla Grill Smoker. And to your point earlier, I just read a post on the way up here. This guy said, hey, I see 56 minutes ago he made a post. He goes, I just got to make a shout out, guys. I just got my Gorilla. This thing is packaged amazing. He goes, I'm so sick of putting stuff together. It's a pain in the neck. This thing was so easy to put together. So it kind of goes with what you said, Bob. And people appreciate things that are built well. They go together well. And then obviously they perform well at a good price.
Yeah, because we've all had to do, you know, Christmas Eve. and more and more of the stuff is coming in prepackaged, IKEA mentality, and you get these bubble wrapped. When I get so depressed, I see these bubble wrap packs, and there's like at least 300 bolts in here, and there's four sizes.
And then when you're done, you thought you did it right, and there's seven left, and you're like, bunch of them left. What is going on?
Car won't start.
Yeah.
I always tell the wife they're extra. They're supposed to be that way.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So if somebody wanted to buy one of these, what's the investment?
So we got the Silverback is right now it's $699. And that, the other thing we got going, if you come down and see us, that $699 is free shipping, by the way, anywhere in the U.S. If you come to Holland and pick one up, we give you $75 worth of free stuff because obviously we're not shipping it. So we save that and we want to give that back to the customer. So we have a lot of people driving 3-4 hours. I had a guy from Novi drive over yesterday. 3 hours. Hey, want to see, check out the tulips. But, you know, come pick them up, get some freebies.
Great idea. Right now is the time to go to Holland.
Yeah.
So that has been a really good thing that we enjoy the local business.
Sounds like a great Mother's Day trip.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
You open all day today?
Saturday. Today we are.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. So you can take Mama to see the tulips?
So
pick up a gorilla.
One last question. The temperature control, which is always one of the best things about a pellet grill, is it's a set it and forget it. You know, in your Kamado that's charcoal, in my big smoker that I have, I gotta fuss with it. I gotta make sure there's fuel going, and I gotta control the air. Tell me about the rheostat on this.
You know, that's ironically enough, I am not a barbecue guy. I'm a sheet metal guy. I love building stuff. I love designing stuff. Bob, you know me. That's my passion. But I hooked up with some good pit masters that know how to cook. But what I love about these pellet grills is that they. Our tagline is kind of, we want to make you a star in your backyard. You just put your food in these things, follow a few recipes, turn them on, set it to 275, throw some ribs on there. I take off on the boat. We go jet skiing. We'll do whatever we want. Go play a round of golf. Your lifestyle changes. And the other thing that really goes along with that, it is amazing the amount of wives that now use these grills. We did the Home and Garden show here a month and a half ago. Two customers came in that have had them for a year. The ones that talked the most were the wives.
Like, fellas,
I've never used it so much.
Fellas, Mother's
the
Day.
The ones that talk the most for the wives.
Right. The Mother's Day gift.
I didn't mean it that way, Bob. Don't throw me under the bus here.
But no, serious. There's a Mother's Day idea, right? Because, if you're looking for a new grill and your wife can get comfortable on it, she might not be on the gas grill or your charcoal grill.
No, yeah.
This is something that is so fundamentally easy to use that you can become a master on this and create some grill envy.
And you can print off a picture of it and put it in a card.
Right.
Do it today.
Yeah. So, Mark, what's your favorite thing to cook on the Gorilla?
I love ribs.
Do you?
I can't lie. I mean, there's tons of recipes out there. Everybody likes them different ways. There's 3-2-1 methods. But for me, again, I go back to the simplicity of these grills. So for me, I just throw some AP rub, which we offer. It's just a phenomenal rub. I throw them on the grill, 275. I'll spritz them every maybe half hour, some apple cider vinegar. That's all I do, man. And I like Kiss. Bob, you kind of remember that in the Air
Force. Oh, yeah.
Back in the Air Force
party
days.
With those guys.
No, not that one. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
That's right. You're an old Air Force boy, too.
So you know how it was in the military. Sure. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
That goes into the design of our grill. We don't have a lot of bells and whistles. We want to put the money where it matters in our grills. Heavy stainless, quarter-inch stainless steel cooking grates that you referred to earlier. We've never replaced a cooking grate in the history of our business. I mean, built well. So the recipes, we try to build easy recipes. Our best and most popular recipe was the no-flip hamburger.
So how do they sign up for your newsletter? Right on your website?
Absolutely. You get to our website and you sign up and you'll get all these fabulous recipes.
Sign up for that newsletter. I was going to do your lobster tails with their butter recipe,
yes.
But we're running out of time.
We got one more segment.
Oh, it doesn't call for time in this. It's Basil.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Where'd that go?
That's best I could do.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to bring the train to the station. We've got a couple recipes, and we'll hit the lobster. All right? Why not? Because that's a really cool thing to do. And if you can do it on one of these pellet grills, I think you're going to find that it's going to turn out well because you're not worried about too many other things than just a little tail.
Yeah, what he said.
We'll be back.
This is Job from the Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
And this is a really important man law. No man shall ever watch a soap opera, ever, period. This law is broken. It will result in the lowering of status from man to man, bitch, and the questioning of the liking of opposite gendered relationships. Man law. Okay, let's talk about a little... I'm getting a look. Let's talk about a little herb lobster. This is really simple. Now, if you go to the Grilla website, you can sign up for their newsletter. They've got this lobster tails with herb butter posted. It's basically a pound of butter, a half cup of fresh basil, which is really nice. A lot of you grow your own, and a teaspoon of Grilla's all-purpose rub. So you can use another one if you don't have that yet. Basically, some nice spices, and then olive oil.
Right.
And you flip the lobster tail over, cut the belly open on the tail, cut the underside of the tail open, you put some butter on there, and you put that baby on the grill.
And how long do you usually cook a lobster tail for? Not long, right?
Till it pops up out of the shell.
There you go.
It's just like the little thing in the turkey.
Right.
So yeah. I got a really cool one for you guys. It's called a zucchini boat. So you get some zucchini, which are wonderful. And you got to get a little bit bigger ones, not the little baby ones. You got to get as big a one as you can find right now. And you cut it lengthwise in half. You hollow it out. And you put this mixture in there. And that recipe is also getting posted on thegrillingguys.com. But basically, what you're putting together there is some ground beef or venison. You've got some Monterey cheddar, cilantro, jalapeno if you like, and you're going to throw all this, maybe some black bean, you're going to throw all this in the zucchini, and then you're going to set it on the grill and grill it.
So this is like a zucchini burrito almost or something.
It's a boat. You have these cool little, it's really healthy because it's just protein, and cheese is protein, and you got some cilantro. Who could go wrong with cilantro?
I don't think anybody could.
Are you kidding me? Except my wife. She will barf if she sees cilantro.
Really?
But it basically takes, some chopped onion, ground meat, chili powder, cumin, paprika. It's on the Grillin' Guys website. Go to thegrillinguys.com. Hey, if you want, we'll send this show right to your phone so you can get a podcast for free. You should pay for it. It's that good.
So he says. Mark, tell us where we can find one of these great Silverback Grilla Grills.
Check us out. We're on GrillaGrills.com. And I also mentioned our social media is awesome. Our Facebook group, which is My Grilla Grill Smoker. Again, 9,200 people on there telling the story. A lot of times people like to hear it from our customers and not so much me. You know, hear it from the horse's mouth, right? So.
And I've read the thread. I signed up as soon as I got my review model, and I've been following the people because that's a good way to good way to really check your product out through, you know, thousands of other reviewers, basically, is what they're doing. Absolutely. And the word seems to be good, Jop.
And if somebody does want to come down and see you, where do they find you again?
We're right next to Tulip City Airport. If most people, that's probably a good thing for them to...
Holland, Michigan.
Yep.
Yep.
Right off the highway, we got a showroom there. We got a pickup special, $75 worth of free goods, man. And it's basically all the stuff.
What does that look
like?
What are you giving me?
So basically, you get a free bag of fuel of your choice. You get a free shirt of your choice. You get one of our sauces, one of our rubs, and one of our hats, which I did bring for you guys, by the way.
You can take your driverless Uber down there.
Right, if you want to. Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Listen to this banter and, you know, hopefully you're getting out in your backyard and creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood. If you're cooking for mama, you know what? Ask her what she likes and just get out and take a chance, boys.
That's right.
Because she is the mother of your children, and you need to respect that each and every day.
God bless all the mothers.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next week.